أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran, today we will look at another ayah which begins with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, and that's from Surah Al-Baqarah again, and it's ayah 208. Maybe you could highlight it in your Quran. In one particular word in this ayah that we can highlight is kafa. And let's go over this ayah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, udkhulu fis silmi kafa. Enter into submission or enter into peace and security. See, when we look at the word silm, it combines two words in of itself, submission and safety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, enter into it, kafa. It could mean all together, but also total submission. That means there's no pick and choose here. And then immediately he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He's your clear enemy. Now, if we look at this ayah and we ponder over it, it's trying to tell me that shaitan will encourage me to take only a little bit away. For example, he may say, or my thoughts may be, because shaitan resides within sometimes, my thoughts may be, well, I'm praying every day anyway. Well, missing one fajr will be okay. I'm doing so much good. A little bit of gossip here and there will be okay. That is what this ayah is telling me not to do. It's saying kafa, totally. Submit yourself totally in absolutely every aspect possible. Do your best to enter into his peace and security. When I speak to young children, the way I explain this ayah is I tell them when they go to school, when you've registered with the school, then you do not pick and choose. You don't say, well, you know what? School says I should come in at 8. Well, no, I'm going to come in at 8:30. If they tell you to wear a certain type of uniform, you don't say, well, I don't like yellow, so I'm going to wear green. You stick to all the rules because you've already registered with them. The moment I agree to be a Muslim, then I know, inna deen and Allah al-Islam. The deen, the life transaction with Allah is Islam. And once I agree to it, then I must be able to follow all the rules to be able to access all the benefits. It's an absolutely phenomenal ayah. Another way to look at it is to be able to be in submission all together. I can't do this individually. It's got to be done all together. I've got to take everyone with me together. It'd be a pretty lonely place if I tried to do it on my own. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us into those who have entered into the peace and security of divinity all together and in total submission. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.